So as promised, I don't really want to give a sermon in this ritual-heavy service. I just wanted to reflect for a moment on our theme. We've been going through the new UU shared values, and today's is interdependence, the I in our mnemonic jet pig. But, you know, I know this group, and I think probably we don't need a lesson on how we are part of an interdependent web of all existence, that all living things, animals, and all the other living things, and all the non-living things are all connected in more ways than we can even know. That we are connected to a huge number of species that, again, we don't know how many, we haven't discovered, but it's clear that there are many more undiscovered, unidentified, than the ones that we have identified. We know that we are all interconnected, dependent on one another's well-being, and that we show deep respect for that interdependent web in getting our energy from the sun here at our church and holding this capital campaign that Elsa talked about that will make our space so much more sustainable and efficient and put in electric car chargers for the community instead of just the one we have now. We try to honor and respect that web because we know it is our only home and it is beautiful and worth preserving. So we know all that. But there's another kind of interdependence that I think animals can really help us with. And I'll just ask you briefly to pay attention right now to a non-human animal in the room. You've probably noticed this already if you've stopped to look at a lizard or you live with a cat or a dog or maybe a bird or a bunny. You've probably noticed that they are really, really good at living in their physical selves. I hate to say living in their bodies. It kind of makes it sound like we have a body over here and a person, you know, who we are over here and they're separate. No, we are bodies and animals are bodies, but we tend to lose touch with that. Other animals don't. Whatever else might be going on in their minds or their hearts, their feelings, they don't seem to let it get in the way of knowing when they're hungry, when they're tired, when they need to run around, when they need to howl, when they need to curl up in the sun. Whereas, I don't know about you, I could go for hours sitting at a desk using my mind, and then I suddenly realize that my body has been telling me for a long time that some parts of it need to be filled, and some parts of it need to be emptied, and all of it needs to stretch. And I've gotten all stiff while I've been saying to my body, to my physical life, nope, nope, wait, because the way I work, my mind is the part of me that gets the most attention. The people who study the Enneagram say we have three centers of intelligence, three kinds of intelligence, and one is mental, the mind, the intellect. One is what we might call the heart, the feelings, the emotions, and the third is our physical being. And most of us we draw more on one of those than on the other. And that varies a lot from person to person. But I would say, as a culture, we Unitarian Universalists tend to be up here and tend to forget about our animal selves, our bodies. We are bodies. And just like we need to be aware of everything in the web, or at least aware that there is a web of existence, we're interdependent in ourselves too. We have these different intelligences and they work together and they have to have some kind of balance. And we get out of balance. So I want to take just a moment of a little exercise to help us remember our animal selves with our guiding spirits who are here today, our guiding bodies that are here today, our critters. If you are very much in your head or in your feelings, you might find this a lot easier to do if you close your eyes, because venturing into another kind of intelligence can be difficult and embarrassing. But I don't want you to do anything that you're not comfortable with. Scratch that. Go ahead and be a little uncomfortable, but don't be excruciatingly uncomfortable, okay? So I just invite you to really attend to your body for a moment, just how it feels and what it's saying, what this physical self is saying, and anything that you're feeling that maybe you've been ignoring, like, oh, I just really want to stretch. Go on and do that. Stretch, scratch, sit up, move around. And there might be a sound element of this too. Like, animals are not shy about making sounds. So let's all just start on a kind of hum. And the louder you hum, the more cover you give to the people around you, and that's a kindness. So hum loudly, and I'll talk over you. And you might feel like it really needs to be a growl, or it needs to be a sigh. Just feel, what do your lungs want to do? We're very vocal animals. We have this fabulous equipment for making sounds. We have sounds we can make with our limbs too, and with our tongues and our teeth. So go ahead, and if you feel like your animal self is saying go rah, then do that. Blah, 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 blah. It feels so good to just live in our animal selves. Oh. So that's what I want you to take away today. Is when you see a non-human creature, let it be a reminder to you that that's another way to be, and you can scuttle like a lizard, or just remember, look at that lizard, it's finding a sunny spot until it gets too hot and it gets into a cool spot, and let's live a little bit more into our animal bodies and honor that part of the interdependent web that each of us is.